I'm excited to share with you a remarkable work of art by Michelle Possum Nungarayi, titled Grandmother's Country. As we delve into this painting, it's essential to recognize not just the brushstrokes and colors, but also the deep cultural stories and traditions that breathe life into this piece. How many of you have experienced a connection to a place that holds your family history? What if that place, like the Anmachia tribal area surrounding Ulamu, was not just a geographical location, but a canvas for your ancestors' stories? This painting symbolizes the home of the artist's ancestors in the Northern Territory, specifically an area near Ulamu, on the edge of the Tan Ami Desert. It's important to understand that the land depicted in this artwork is more than just a setting, it's a revered part of the artist's heritage, linked to the Dreamtime or creation period. Through this lens, art becomes a pathway of communication. What stories might this painting tell us about survival, connection, and identity? To truly analyze Grandmother's Country, one must consider various key aspects of Aboriginal art. For instance, it's incredibly regional. The artwork bears unique markings and styles that reflect local culture. Every dot, color, and line is imbued with meaning, often intertwined with stories passed down through generation after generation. These artworks are not merely decorative, they serve as vessels of knowledge and belief systems crucial to the Anmachia people. You might find it fascinating that the women of Ulamu, as custodians of the area, continue these traditions, detailing cultural practices, such as bush food gathering and ceremonial rituals through the dot patterns in Nungarayi's painting. This communal aspect is vital. Many Aboriginal artworks are created collaboratively, reinforcing social bonds and cultural values. The more one learns about these practices, the richer the layers of interpretation become. Have you ever thought about the deeper meanings behind what you see? Now, let's turn our gaze towards the painting itself. Grandmother's Country features a vibrant tapestry of colors and intricate patterns. The visual elements are a dynamic interplay of dot patterns that evoke the topography of Ulamu. You may notice the warm earth tones, blues, and shades of red blending harmoniously, creating a sense of both warmth and energy. Shapes vary from circular designs that may symbolize waterholes to flowing lines that could represent ancestral pathways or bush foods. As you immerse yourself in the painting, you might find your feelings fluctuating between curiosity and reflection. The sheer complexity of the dots can be mesmerizing, creating a rhythm that pulls you in. You may feel a sense of systems at play, much like the complex relationships shared among family and community. How often do we consider the stories woven into the fabrics of our everyday experiences? Consider, for a moment, what Grandmother's Country evokes in you personally. Do you feel drawn to explore what this landscape represents? As viewers, we are invited to think about not only the visual impact, but also the broader implications of belonging and identity. In this way, the painting serves as a springboard for dialogue about cultural awareness and respect, encouraging us to think critically about our connections to land and heritage. In reflecting on this work, we must recognize its significance beyond aesthetics. Grandmother's Country embodies a continuous cultural narrative, where each view offers a new understanding of Aboriginal connection to the land. Viewing art this way can ignite thoughtful conversations about the role of storytelling in shaping our experiences, both as individuals and as members of a community. So, as we close this discussion, consider how art can serve as a bridge between different cultures and histories, urging us to engage more deeply with the world around us.